And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jeffrey Epstein's convicted co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell is set to meet with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche in Florida today. Blanche and Attorney General Pam Bondi saying they want to know if she has any information about anyone who committed crimes against victims. Also today, says ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The Wall Street Journal reports Bondi and Blanche informed the president in May his name appears multiple times in the Epstein files. The paper reports they told Trump they did not plan to release them because they contain child pornography and personal information about victims. Trump deferred to their decision. Last week, Trump denied Bondi told him his name was in the files.
A federal judge refusing to unseal the grand jury testimony surrounding the Epstein investigation. Following criticism of Fed Chair Jerome Powell for not lowering interest rates, President Trump visits the Fed headquarters in Washington today. A plane crashing in far eastern Russia, wreckage on the side of a hill, 48 people killed. This is ABC News. Soldiers on the border between Thailand and Cambodia stepping up the escalation in the two nations' conflict. Small arms, artillery, and rocket fire killing at least 11 people, most of them civilians. Thailand sealing all land border crossings. What's a Red Sox game without a hot dog? Could find out in Boston soon as Fenway Park's concession staff threaten to walk off the job.
Prepping for a move never taken before.
And if we don't get it,
shut it down!
Their union president threatening a first-ever strike at the ballpark just as the Red Sox open a three-game series against the Dodgers starting Friday.
They need to be respected. And if they're not respected in the next 48 hours, there will be a strike at Fenway Park.
More than 1,000 union members who work for food service provider Aramark at Fenway and neighboring MGM Music Hall want higher wages and limits on automation.
That's ABC's John Atwater in Boston. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Maxine Kilger and George Faltanowski with the Butternut Historical Society about their upcoming celebrations during Butternut Pioneer Days.
This is the third year we're doing it. The first year we did it, Bob Bessie's tunes that he had written in the 1950s, and most people were not familiar with most of the tunes, but except for one, which was Eventide, which was recorded by the pianist Roger Williams. I'm sure he recorded The right. Autumn Leaves, Drift By Your Window, and then he recorded that one. But yeah. Bob had written like several other songs, and I had done that the first year, and then, well, I didn't want to do it second year, so we just... Last year we did some old songs, different types of songs. So I did some of like the big band era. Well, our population is aging and nobody knows big band sounds anymore. Mm-hmm. So this year I'm just going to do classic country.
Oh, classic country, right up our alley. All right.
Right up your alley, yeah.
All right. So that'll be, what time we start that on Saturday?
About 1, yeah.
About 1 o'clock?
Yeah. Okay. And we're going to give prizes up there. I was thinking what to give, but we were thinking about giving a recliner, but, we can't afford it.
We took that from you. Sorry, George. Sorry about that.
So I thought, well, maybe we'll just give $2 bills because they're kind of scarce. I thought they were scarce, but I went to the bank and says, we got a lot of them.
Really?
Yeah, So I'm just going to let them play a song, and as soon as somebody knows it, they just raise their hand, and if they got it right, $2 richer.
$2 bill.
$2 bill, yeah.
And we're holding it right there at the
building? Yeah, there's a piano in there. It probably needs a little tuning, so, if you come to her, don't blame me, blame the people.
That's so, always the nice
right
excuse.
At the Butternut Historical Society right, yeah, building, yeah, right there yeah. in Butternut, find Fanatical Fish, and you go a couple doors right, north, yeah, and there yeah, you are, right, right there.
There's so many musical people in Butternut, because I don't know if that is something genetic or what, but boy, they can name those tunes. There are certain people that, like, oh my gosh, when they walk in, they're going to probably be the person winning the most $2 bills.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know who I mean, George.
Oh, yeah. We might have to limit them to one $2 bill and then share the wealth with other people, right?
Somehow, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's always a lot of fun. Yeah. So 1 o'clock Saturday, if you want to have a little fun and name that tune, George will be down there playing.
Oh, and just another thing about the Fanatical Fish, they'll be having a whole bunch of people there that sell a lot of crafts and things, really, really interesting crafts.
Yeah,
and
yeah, so Fanatical Fish, their annual kind of art fair is Saturday and probably Sunday too?
I don't think so.
Most of it's Saturday. Yeah. So be sure to stop into Fanatical Fish and check
absolutely.
That out.
Right.
And probably have some stuff outside there too.
It'll be out on the sidewalk right up to the curb.
Once again, this all kicks off Saturday at 1 p.m. over at the Butternut Historical Society. And this fuller interview can be found online at 98QCountry.com under podcasts. I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthala Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet. 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% finance for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers, or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
The next step for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field. This will be head coach Matt LaFleur's seventh training camp in Green Bay. And although they've been to the playoffs nearly every year, I asked him, as he thought about what else is there left to do to get to the next step, a Super Bowl.
That's what we're always hunting, is trying to figure out how to get everybody to elevate. Myself, our staff, our support staff, and certainly our players, because they're the ones out there going to play the game. So that is at the forefront of our mind all the time.
Baseball. Brewers with a 10-2 win over the Mariners. The crew has now won 10 games in a row whenever they've had pitcher Quinn Priester on the mound.
You know, I attribute a lot of his success to the pace. You know what I mean? Like, he just gets it and goes, gets it and goes, gets it and goes. Doesn't give you a lot of time. There's not a lot of trepidation. There seems like there's a lot of conviction. Ball sinking, and then he's got a little cutter, he's got a little curveball, a little slider, and he's attacking.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach has a saying that he uses a lot. If you do what this saying says, you're going to catch a lot more fish. And I'll tell you what it is, but first.
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says, never leave fish to find fish. And what he means by that is that the fish are schooled up tightly right now. You've got walleyes bunched up on the mid-lake structure, bass in the vegetation, schooled up. Northern pike, they're in the vegetation, hanging right on the edge usually. They're schooled up as well. Everything is schooled up. Bluegills by the docks. crappie suspended out in open water. So if you find fish, stay on those fish. Some people want to catch a few and then they want to leave and they want to try and find fish that are more aggressive. Not a good thing to do. Catch as many fish out of that school as you possibly can. You're going to get the aggressive fish first, so sometimes you have to adjust your tactics so that you can catch those less aggressive fish. But that usually just takes a little more finesse. So listen to what Roach has to say. Never leave fish to find fish, and you're going to catch a lot more fish. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been From the Pages of the Outdoor News.
Northwoods weather. Partly to mostly cloudy this morning. The sun will come out this afternoon. Our high today right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight 59. Tomorrow partly cloudy 83. And then the heat and humidity will return with mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. A few scattered thunderstorms are possible too. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it is 66.
98 Q Country.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a three-day beard, I don't plan to shave, and it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm a-doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug-induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. Still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Oh, yeah. It's been 15 years since I left home and said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why? Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling out. Tattoo or take my old Harley for a three-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day. Why can't every day be just this
Yeah, my taste in music and women drove my folks hack wild. Mom and Dad had a plan for me. It was debutantes and symphonies. But I like my music hard, I like my women wild. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. And too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. You should have seen the looks on the faces of my dad and mom when I showed up at the door with a date for the senior prom. They said, well, pardon us, son, she ain't no kid. Cocktail waitress in a Dolly Parton wig. I said, I know it, Dad, ain't she cool? That's the kind I did. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. I like them sweet, I like them with a heart of gold. Yeah, I like them brassy, I like them brazen. That opposites attract. Well, I don't agree. I want a woman just as tacky as me. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women and I like them on the trashy side.
Welcome to the summer.
Pretty hot, isn't it?
Cool summer sound.
98 Q Country.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus. I'm about to get on a road. Yeah, I've been breaking my back. Just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, hey, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name. Me a brand new car waiting in the driveway, shining like a bright new star. I've been wishing on it every day to take me away from here. So I called in to where I work. I told a little white lie. No, my back don't really hurt, but that's my alibi, my temporary ticket to anywhere but there. Call it an early weekend, call it going off the deep end, call it what you want, I made up my mind. I don't have to be me till Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I ain't gonna face reality. 3 days without punching a time clock, 3 nights ago and nonstop, no work at all, please. I don't have to be me till Monday. Yeah, I can do what I wanna do, be who I wanna be. I got no one to answer to. Soon as I turn the key, a cash machine, gasoline, and we're out of here. Call it an early weekend, call it going off the deep end. Baby, you and me, we can leave it all behind. 'Cause I don't have to be me till Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I ain't gonna face reality. 3 days without punching a time clock, it's going nonstop, no work at all, please. I don't have to be me till Monday.
Steve Azar, I don't have to be me till Monday. Maybe your weekend has started early. Thanks for making 98Q part of your Thursday morning. As we get into festival time here in Butternut this weekend, and then the Park Falls, of course, Bryce County Fair in August, and Prentice Progress Days and all the good stuff that goes with all that. So we're looking forward to being out and about. As always, we have... Well, we're not out and about today as far as bringing you anything spectacular as far as Brewers have the day off, so we're not going to go out and grab that game for you because they have the day off. But they'll be in action this weekend. A rare Friday day game tomorrow, 3:10 tomorrow. I will be out and about at Wheelway this afternoon. I'll be there broadcasting from 3 to 6. We'll have some, a couple ticket incentives for you to stop on by and see us, so stay tuned for that this afternoon from 3 until 6. Our guy... Mike Clemens. Boy, he's living. He's living at Lambeau Field right now with all of the spring, I always want to call it spring training camp stuff going on. So I feel kind of obligated to play some of the clips. So we'll delve into a little bit of Packer clips for you a little bit later on here in the 8 o'clock hour. Birthdays are front and center right now, though. If you've got a birthday or anniversary, give us a call here real quick. We'd be glad to talk about them and give them a shot to win a cake. 715-762-3221. We'll get to all the birthdays, anniversaries in just a moment here. At 8:27, let's get you updated on news and sports. Twice an hour we do that, so let's get you going now with ABC Update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jeffrey Epstein's convicted co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell is set to meet with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche in Florida today. Blanche and Attorney General Pam Bondi saying they want to know if she has any information about anyone who committed crimes against victims. Also today, says ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The Wall Street Journal reports Bondi and Blanche informed the president in May his name appears multiple times in the Epstein files. The paper reports they told Trump they did not plan to release them because they contain child pornography and personal information about victims. Trump deferred to their decision. Last week, Trump denied Bondi told him his name was in the files.
A federal judge refusing to unseal the grand jury testimony surrounding the Epstein investigation. Following criticism of Fed Chair Jerome Powell for not lowering interest rates, President Trump visits the Fed headquarters in Washington today. A plane crashing in far eastern Russia, wreckage on the side of a hill, 48 people killed. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Craig Calzavard and Danny Lambert about the upcoming first annual canine trap shoot.
So we have two canines. We have had them for about 6 or 7 years now.
Okay.
I believe 2019 might have been the first year we got our dog. That was canine Dixon. And then we have canine Kane. I am the handler for canine Kane. Lieutenant Joe Janik is the handler for Canine Dixon. Okay. We're working both opposite shifts, so there should always be a dog on to help protect the community, whether it's locating people, locating drugs, deterring criminal activity.
All right. And they're able to do multiple tasks, many of the canine dogs, is
yes.
that right?
Yes.
All right. So, how often is a canine dog used? Like, let's say in a month, how often would you say that the dog is being put to use?
I guess it all depends on your call volume. Sometimes in a month it's used spare. As if we're going from call to call. Sometimes it's used very frequent. I mean, I've had times where I've used them 6-7 times a night.
We also inquired about where people can sign up for this event.
So they can sign up on the online sign up, or they can stop at the sheriff's office or either of the police departments, Phillips or Park Falls, that both have sign ups. There's going to be individual awards for Top Shot for adult and runner up, as well as junior Top Shot and runner up.
Okay.
So under 18 is junior, and then adult obviously is adult. Their registration includes 2 rounds of trap and the free t-shirts.
Okay.
So they'll shoot their 2 rounds of traps. If it has to go to a shoot-off, they'll do like a sudden death style shoot-off, just to determine who's top shot and who's runner-up.
Okay. All right. And what time does it all start on Saturday then?
10 a.m.
10 o'clock, 10 to 4. But register ahead of time. That's a good idea, right?
Preferably, yes.
Preferably. Yep. If you have to last minute, that's fine, but preferably. So let's talk to those who maybe aren't trap shooters, but they want to support our puppies here, our canines, and want to support the event. How can they do it?
They're absolutely welcome to show up. There's going to be plenty of things to go on there. There's going to be a food truck there. Fat Daddy's Ice Cream is going to be having ice cream and food as well. There'll be the canine merchandise. We have our t-shirts for both Dixon and Kane, and the little plush dogs for sale there. There's going to be canine demonstrations, and then just everybody in the community that hopefully is going to be there.
All right.
We'll also have some raffles and a 50-50 going on as well.
Once again, this is taking place Saturday from 10 to 4 over at 1039 North Airport Road in Phillips. I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The next step for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Lambeau Field. This will be head coach Matt LaFleur's 7th training camp in Green Bay. And although they've been to the playoffs nearly every year, I asked him, has he thought about what else is there left to do to get to the next step, a Super Bowl?
That's what we're always hunting, is trying to figure out how to get everybody to elevate. Myself, our staff, our support staff, and certainly our players, because they're the ones out there going to play the game. So that is at the forefront of our mind all the time.
Baseball, Brewers with a 10-2 win over the Mariners. The crew has now won 10 games in a row. Whenever they've had pitcher Quinn Priester on the mound.
You know, I attribute a lot of his success to the pace. You know what I mean? Like, he just gets it and goes, gets it and goes, gets it and goes. Doesn't give you a lot of time. There's not a lot of trepidation. There seems like there's a lot of conviction. Ball sinking, and then he's got a little cutter. He's got a little curveball, a little slider, and he's attacking.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Looking for secure storage? Descovia Storage has you covered. A brand new 80-unit storage complex in eastern Sawyer County opens July 1st. Choose from spacious 12x30 or 10x20 units, perfect for storing household goods, boats, motors, and more. Protect your valuables from the elements with monthly or yearly rental options. Reserve your unit now by calling Sharon at Biller Realty at 715-266-2412. Descovia Storage is conveniently located at the intersection of County Road GG and Highway 70 in Loretta and Draper, Wisconsin.
Some birthdays today. We want to wish happy birthday to Charlie Polachek, who is celebrating a birthday today. Betty called that in, Charlie, to wish you a happy day today. And we've got Carter Schulke, who is celebrating a birthday today. Grandma and Grandpa Weiler want to wish Carter a very, very happy birthday. Hope it's a great day for you there, Carter, on this 24th day of July. If you're celebrating today, you share your day with these other celebrities, such as country singer Jared Neiman, did the song Lover Lover, Jared Neiman, 46 today. Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, the New Yorker, is a singer-actress. The Backup Plan movie, Monster in Law, very talented. She is 56 today for J-Lo. Troy Kotsur, the actor who is hearing impaired, won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar in 2022 for CODA, CODA. He also directed some films, too. 57 for Troy Kotsur today. Barry Bonds. Well, a few days ago, we talked about Hank Aaron and the great tribute at the All-Star Game. And Barry Bonds, of course, broke a lot of home run records, but he is baseball's all-time home run leader and 7-time MVP. And, of course, a lot of people don't recognize it because of the PED and the steroid stuff and all that stuff, all the allegations. Alleged, all of that alleged, by the way. Barry Bonds, 61 today. Carl the Mailman Malone, maybe one of the most disrespected NBA players. Carl Malone and John Stockton back in the 80s and early 90s. They were really, really good, and they would have received a lot more national attention if Michael Jordan wasn't around at that time, and Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. But they were still really good. They were there. They made it to the finals, I think, a couple of years. 2-time NBA MVP, Karl Malone, but they never won a title. The Mailman, Karl Malone. He loves to be out west with his horses, and he's a big ranch guy, big outdoor guy. So Karl Malone, the Mailman, 62 today. Pam Tillis, country singer, the daughter of Mel, 68. She's done all right for herself, hasn't she, Pam Tillis? I think she still does some performing. Gus Van Sant. He's had a couple of Best Director nominations for Good Will Hunting, 97, and Milk in 2009. Gus Van Sant is 73. Linda Carter, Wonder Woman. Oh, that song. She had the red, if you don't know the original Wonder Woman, she had a red, white, and blue outfit that that would make a lot of people blush. It was like a swimsuit she wore everywhere. And she had the gold bracelets around her wrist that someone would shoot a bullet and she'd ching, ching. And she could jump, and she could do a lot of things. She was, I don't want to say the female version of Superman, because I don't think she could fly and stuff like that. But I don't know if she was the original Wonder Woman, but she is the one that in the era of in the TV era really came forward. 74 for Linda Carter today. I remember years ago they had something on one of the websites that says, who do you look like, celebrity-wise? So my wife and I took our pictures and put it on there. And my wife came back that they thought that she looked like Linda Carter. And I said, well, that's a compliment. I said, so I got her some gold bracelets to put on that. And Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, 74, still with us today. Kramer from Seinfeld. Michael Richards, TV actor, comedian. Also on the show Fridays, but always, forever, Kramer, right? 76 for Kramer today. Robert Hayes, the actor from the Airplane movies and Homeward Bound, is celebrating a 78th birthday today. Gallagher. Remember Gallagher, the stingy-haired comedian? Why would they call him that? He was known stingy-haired. He was known for smashing watermelons and stuff like that. You show up to one of his shows, they would everybody would have plastic like rain ponches and everything on them because they knew that there were going to be a whole bunch of stuff flying into the crowd. Leo Gallagher Jr. Gallagher is what he went by. Born in 1946, passed in 2022. Ruth Buzzi, the comedian, came to fame on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. She was a voice actor, also on Sesame Street and many other TV shows. Ruth Buzzi is still going. She is 89 today. And Amelia Earhart, the intrepid, pioneering aviator, and her navigator. Of course, her plane, her navigator vanished when she attempted a round-the-world flight and was assuming that she just didn't make it over the ocean. That's where she probably went down. Amelia Earhart, born on this day in 1897, she was lost on flight in 1937.
No matter where you are in life, we're here for you. Marshfield Clinic primary care teams offer the kind of care you need when and where you need it. Marshfield Clinic. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
Grab the family and head to the 67th annual Pioneer Days celebration, July 25th to the 27th at the park on the hill in Butternut, Wisconsin. The entertainment is free and it starts Friday evening with Shotgun Jane, Saturday Iron Mule, and Saturday night the Spicy Thai Band is back. And on Sunday, it's Copper County Line. New to this year's Pioneer Days, Friday and Saturday, it's the Twins of Terror Haunted Attraction. All your favorites are back. Arts and Crafts, the Northwoods Community Credit Union, Sawdust Dig, the Softball Tournament, Cornhole Tournament on Sunday, Volleyball, Horseshoes, the Mud Run, and the Arm Wrestling. And of course, the Carnival's back and there's fireworks too. The parade on Sunday will feature the pipes and drums of Thunder Bay. Tons of food vendors from Lola's Lunchbox to Double D's Pizza, along with Bobbers on the Lake. And in the pavilion, of course, the kitchen is serving up great food. Hosted by the Butternut Youth League and the high school junior class. Pioneer Days in Butternut, Wisconsin.
Partly to mostly cloudy this morning. The sun will come out this afternoon. Our high today right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 83. And then the heat and humidity will return with mid to upper 80s by Saturday and Sunday. A few scattered thunderstorms are possible, too. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
98 Q Country.
Excuse me, ma'am, can you help me? I need to place an ad with you today. Oh, ma'am. Tomorrow may be too late. I'd like to have it started right away. What's that? No, this is personal. I'm not buying or selling anything.
Yes, ma'am.
I know just what to say. I wrote it down. This is how
oxygen breathe. Wanting one good-hearted woman to forgive imperfection in the man that she loved. Wanting just one chance to tell her how much he still loves her. He can't be sorry enough. What's that? No, it's all I want to say. I just hope these few lines will get to her. Yes, ma'am. She means everything. I hope she comes back when she reads these words. Wanting one good-hearted woman to forgive imperfection in the man that she just one chance to tell her how much he still loves her. He can't be sorry enough.
98 Q Country. On at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Double wide quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack in a cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus kicking up red dust, picking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to LA. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on a Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Church parking lot, trying not to get caught. Take her home and give her your jacket. Making it to second base by saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend daddy doesn't like. Now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little
Rolling up in little pink houses, making out on living
wild Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right.
98 Q Country.
Break down, summertime, middle time, anytime. She was looking pretty fine, real like, green like. Go all fired upside downtown. She was shaking me all around. I was tuned in, going nowhere. Second wind, Jones and drooling, feeling good if you would. Oh yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling and dirty in a white t-shirt. Breaker, breaker, 1-9, she's a big old third. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, top down. Anyway, I choose, I got nothing to lose. I was looking for the wind, just trying anything. Hey, baby, where you been all my life? I've been looking for someone like you. Gone head over heels, hey, what can I do? Oh, yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling in dirt in a white t-shirt. Breaker, breaker, 1-9, she's a big old flirt. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, top down. Anyway, I choose, I got nothing to lose. By now she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Anyway, I choose, I got nothing to lose. Oh yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling in dirt in a white t-shirt. Breaker, breaker, 1-9, she's a big old flirt. By now she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Anyway, I choose, I got nothing to lose. Time, down, time, break down, summertime, middle time, anytime. She was looking pretty fine, feeling like when I was looking for the wind, just trying. What can I do? I got nothing to lose. I gave her my last name. Now I wanna
time I look in her eyes, I don't deserve her and I don't know why. She gave me her hand, I gave her a ring, then as soon as I could I gave her my last name. Now I wanna give her forever, I knew what I wanted but he knew better. God gave me a girl, God gave me a girl.
Russell Dickerson at 98Q Country. It's all about Butternut. It's all about Pioneer Days this weekend. A couple of pretty cool segments from our Civic Media statewide talk network on our website. If you want to listen back, some segments with Maxine Kilger and also Kelly Meredith and Glenn Wagner and others talking about Butternut. They're celebrating small town. We are celebrating small town America. And you can listen back to those segments at 98qcountry.com under podcasts. Of course, there's no gate admission to get into the live music and all the fun of the Butternut Pioneer Days this weekend. You got Shotgun Jane going on Friday night. And then Iron Mule and the Spicy Thai Band on Saturday. A little Copper County line inside of the building there. Top of the Hill Butternut on Sunday. So lots of fun activities for you to take in. The K&M Amusements. Check out a couple of the wristband specials they have going on, too, for the kids and grandkids. $25, they can go for 4 hours, and that'll pretty much knock them out for a while. That'll tire them out. Love the wristband specials. They allow kids to have a real, real good time. When I was a kid, I don't even know, did they have the wheel? I think the wheel was invented, all right, when I was a kid. But I don't remember the wristbands. I think that was something that came after my youth. I don't remember that part. But as a kid, if I could put a wristband on and for 4 hours just go on whatever ride I wanted, that's it. That's it right there. So you can do that a couple of different times, one on Friday and one on Saturday with Pioneer Days. In Butternut, there's a lot of different places on the web. You can get the complete schedule of events and everything that's going on with Pioneer Days. The sand volleyball event, that is going to be that's going to be huge. I think they have 16 teams. I saw the brackets were posted for that, so that's going to be big. So I hope you'll take it in this weekend. It's going to be warm. Just allow yourself, the bottle of water. If you stay hydrated, you'll be good. You'll be good. And enjoy Pioneer Days in Butternut, right on the top of the hill going on this weekend. We will get you a news update again coming up in just a bit. I promised I was going to play a few Packer cuts. I wanted to play a cut from Josh Jacobs because he talked a little bit about at his press conference the other day. He talked a little bit about something that is now not going to pop up on my screen. Oh no! He talked about the excitement and kind of the mindset entering the 2025 season for the Packers.
We didn't like how we finished last year. The sense of urgency in this building, in this organization right now is very high. And, we all trying to hold each other to that standard of what we want to be and what we want to accomplish. And obviously, we went, one game in the North? So for us, man, that's our main focus right now, just trying to be better and improve.
Yeah, you got to win games in the division. That was a rarity last year that the Packers went 1-5 in the division but still made the playoffs. So he talks about the mood of the team being, he thinks it's different in the offseason and leading up to training camp.
Yeah, the intensity is definitely here. It's definitely up. We didn't like what we did last year, so we all feel that in this building. And you can feel it, like the guys on defense flying from the D-line to the safeties, everybody. Guys on offense, we pushing each other to finish and just to be who we want to be. And we know that it's going to take a lot more, so we're trying to give a lot more this year.
I think the phrase sense of urgency is accurate because if you just look at the season and say to yourself, okay, if the Packers kind of do what they did last year, or maybe less, maybe they don't make the playoffs this year, I'm just drawing the feeling that you'll have after the season. And if that happens, a lot of people will be saying, well, maybe Matt LaFleur is not the guy. And depending on the season that Jordan Love has, maybe then you're saying, maybe Jordan Love's not the guy. So I think this is it's kind of a flip-flop season. Packers make the playoffs. Probably got to win a game in the playoffs. I think if you make the playoffs and you're one game and out in the playoffs, I think that's almost as equal as not making the playoffs because the expectations are growing. Jordan Love, expectations. Matt LaFleur, what, sixth, seventh year? So there's expectations. There's urgency. And this isn't a good year. This isn't a good year to say, okay, we're going to win the division. We're the best team because all four teams in the division this year have the potential to be really good. This could be a tough. This might be the toughest year in a long time to win this division and get through it and make the playoffs. We'll be following them. We're excited. Our guy Mike Clemens, he's there. I got an email this morning from Mike Clemens with I think I counted them 4,370 audio cuts from Packer players in person. I could literally sit here all day and just play you Packer clips. All right, if you want me to do that, text me. Otherwise, I'm just going to play a few here and there. We'll have more Mike Clemens sports info. Another update coming up in just a little bit at the top of the hour.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Wisconsin's unofficial state bird population has exploded recently, and these nasty little pests can ruin any of your outdoor time in a big hurry. Bader Sports Center in Phillips has the solution. Insect repellent sprays from Coleman and Thermacell insect appliances and refills. Whatever you enjoy doing outdoors, don't let mosquitoes ruin your fun. Fight back by stopping at Bader Sports Center and save 15% on your Coleman and Thermacell purchases. Now through July 31st. Bader Sports Center, right next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
I've been a bit remiss this morning and not giving you the keyword very often, so the keyword is food today. We want to get you qualified to win the $600 recliner, $599 recliner, plus a $1 bill from the morning show guy. That's my legal term. Food, F-O-O-D, food is your keyword. So get that to us today. We'll give you a shot to be one of our 12 keyword qualifiers. And then if you don't qualify, that Friday, we're going to give you a chance on that Friday to qualify by swinging by our booth. And we want to get you out there and give you a chance to win that recliner with Shawamigan Home Furnishings. And everybody who qualifies and shows up is going to win a prize. We got all kinds of stuff. So everybody's going to get something. Hopefully we can make you the winner. Food, F-O-O-D, that is your keyword food for today in our laid-back summer recliner giveaway. Home, auto, and life insurance. Keeping track of it all can feel overwhelming. That's why Forward Insurance makes it simple with bundled insurance options designed to save you time and money. With one point of contact and personalized coverage, you'll get the peace of mind you need without the stress. Insurance made simple. Call Forward Insurance today to get started, helping you protect what matters most. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. May lose value, not insured by any government agency, not a deposit.
Glenn Stonkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Lager United Booster Club is proudly supported by Northwoods Dentistry, serving six locations, providing services from general and preventive to advanced services in cosmetics, implants, and more.
Wow, it's been pretty slow around here lately. Not a single customer all week. Finally, a customer. Can I help you, ma'am?
I wasn't sure if you were still in business. I could barely read your sign. It's so faded and worn out.
Later that day...
Signature Sign and Graphics!
Please come quickly. I need your help. Fast.
Oh, we'll be right there!
Quick, to the Signature Sign Mobile!
Ah!
Thanks, Signature Sign, for saving my business. Our new sign really stands out. The new truck lettering is really drawing attention, and the company apparel really makes us look more professional, and our customers really love all the new promotional items you set us up with.
Once again, Signature Sign and Graphics has saved the day. Just remember, help is only a phone call away, 715-769-3200, and you too can benefit from the superpowers of
Signature Sign and Graphics.